Well, it's hard to keep the deer out of your plants, but there are certain plants they aren't quite as interested in eating. And WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath is with us now. He's got a little more for us this morning on what we can do to combat, you know, more and more deer seem to be a problem in our yards every year, Mike.
When you get into an urban area like Washington, D.C., that has park systems running through it, you not only have a sanctuary for deer, but studies have shown us that those deer are up to 20% larger, physically stronger than deer out in the wild. And they seem to be much more cagey, much more intelligent, and certainly much less frightened of people. It's almost like we're breeding super deer inside the city.
Are there plants that are truly deer repellent?
Deer, sure. Anything that's poisonous, anything that would kill you when you tried to eat a lot of it. Things like daffodils in the spring are virtually invulnerable. The castor oil plant, anything with a hugely bitter taste. After that, we get down to deer resistant, and they always come with a big asterisk. These are plants that are thorny or don't taste good. But the caveat is that when plants are young and tender, they don't have that thorniness. They don't have that hard shell.
Right.
And they taste better than when they're kind of grumpy old adults. So even if you plant a deer-resistant garden for the first 2 years, those plants have to be grown inside of cages, or you got to be there every week spraying them with deer repellent, rotating the repellents, because deer will get used to the taste of a certain deer repellent. Or my favorite device, which I could not garden without, you aim a motion-activated sprinkler at the plants to chase the deer away with cold water. But then what are you going to do in the winter?
You know, you open up the window, Mike, and you yell, "Yo, deer, get out of there."
And how many times have we done that when we've gotten up at dawn and seen Bambi dining on our rhododendrons, our arborvitae?
You got that. Our WTOP garden editor, Mike McGrath, we love the deer, just not in our garden.